You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
As always, that's where we kick off the show with a sense of market movements throughout the day. I'm joined on the line by Director and Portfolio Manager at Rand Swiss, Gary Boyson, to take a look at market movements and see what we make of them. Gary, lovely having you on the show as always. Thanks so much for taking the time. Strange start to the week. It is the last trading week of the month of July. There's a lot of data that is coming out this week. And looking at the equity markets, it looks as though they're still battling with the risk sentiments that primarily sit in the oil space, with those tensions in the Middle East re-escalating.
Yeah, so it's certainly a lot of concern, around the Middle East at the moment. Oil was above $90 a barrel for most of the day, and that sent our equity markets negative. So, all share index down, just over 0.5%, and the selling was pretty broad based. So, we had every sub index negative. Resources leading the decline, down 1.08%. MTN also having a tough day, almost down 4%. The rand remains, I suppose, weaker than it's been, but all things considered, probably pretty good. Good at 16.50 to the US dollar. We've had a little bit of optimism creeping into the markets with the S&P 500 moving up, call it about 0.5%. And we're seeing some rebound in those semiconductor stocks that were punished last week. So we've got the NASDAQ up over 1% at the moment. And yeah, while we are very concerned around what's happening in the Middle East, I think there is the sense that, there might actually be an off-ramp. And while we've had all sorts of news, Houthi rebels in Yemen, warning of a maritime embargo against Saudi Arabian ports in the Red Sea. So any oil that could have flowed through, not through the strait, but instead come out the Red Sea, kind of question marks being put around that. Got a U.S. death toll that's mounting. We've got the whole scope of the conflict widening as well. Essentially flow through the straits, has all but evaporated. We've had reports of, ships on fire, and the ceasefire is definitely broken down, but there is still talking happening in the background. And I think that's what markets are trying to latch onto here. So we do have the Brent crude oil price just dipping below $90, currently trading $88 a barrel. So maybe a little glimmer of hope there, but certainly still a lot of concern around the inflationary impact of higher energy costs, thanks to this conflict.
Gary, that inflationary impact, how do we see that filtering through into things like interest rate decisions? We've seen the U.S. has confirmed that they're going to be cautious but still focused on inflation as part of their target, regardless of the new Fed chair stepping in. Following the departure of Jerome Powell, we know that we've got our own MPC meeting taking place this week. The Monetary Policy Committee of the Central Bank will be debating whether or not we have a rate hike, a rate cut. And I want to get your thoughts around that and potentially how these inflationary factors that seem to now be no longer, I suppose, to quote former Fed Chair Jerome Powell, transitory, these are seemingly becoming more and more embedded by the day. How do markets start to process these factors, especially where it relates to things like interest rates?
Yeah, so I think we got a pleasant surprise on inflation prints last month. Big decline specifically in the U.S. Or disinflation at least, and it was surprising, and it was really because we saw the oil price pulling back as firmly as it had. But kind of with the escalation of the conflict now, we're seeing those estimates around interest rates changing dramatically. So if I always like to look out to the December meeting to try and price how many more hikes do we have this year, and at the moment. We were looking at probably, I'd say, a week or week and a half ago, we were probably looking at about 22-23% chance that there'd be no hike from the US. That's moved down to a 15% chance now. So certainly markets in the US are starting to think that there are going to be interest rate hikes. Still the base case, a 41% probability that it's going to be 25 basis points from the Fed. And I think Kevin Warsh, being a lot more hawkish than many people expected, coming in and putting the focus squarely on price stability, which is one of the two elements of the Fed's dual mandate. The other, of course, full employment. But the focus of the Fed at the moment, given the, I suppose, the volatility around energy prices specifically, is price stability. So I think it really depends on what happens with the energy complex. But at the moment, probably we're going to get one interest rate hike from the US. The South African Reserve Bank, of course, has already hiked by 25 basis points. And we've got to remember that we, you know, at a repo rate of 7%, we have real positive yields in our economy. And I think, you know, looking at it, you know, historically, you know, South Africa deserved to be assigned a significant risk premium because of the way that we managed our fiscus. But I think there's a good argument to be made that we are making the right steps as a country, and that risk premium should probably decrease slightly. That said, looking out to the MPC meeting this week, it's going to be very tough to call. So economists are split on whether we're going to get a hike or it's going to be no change. You know, if we look at kind of market probabilities, it's around a 50% chance that we get a rate hike. So it's really kind of a flick a coin meeting this week, and there's almost no way the decision is going to be unanimous. Of course, you know, the MPC has to maintain its credibility. We can see what's going on in the Middle East, and I think that is going to be in focus. And the SARB has to maintain credibility and target that goal of 3%. So with obviously the imported inflation that we'll get from high energy prices, I think they've got to be cognizant of that. That said, we have already hiked, you know, there's no indication, and I think this is another big concern from the Reserve Bank, is that inflation starts to become entrenched in our system, and we suffer through the second round effects, and that comes through in the labor market. So suddenly, you know, everyone, salaries and wages, when you're going for your next round of negotiations, you don't buy into the idea that inflation in South Africa is going to be at 3% and suddenly start demanding 7%, 8% wage increases. If that happens, I think the Reserve Bank is going to have to show that it's going to be tough on inflation. At this stage, we've seen no indication that those second round effects are becoming entrenched. So I'm going against quite a few of the banks here, but I'm going to say my base case for Thursday is going to be a pause. I think it's going to be a wait and see approach, just because of how volatile the Middle Eastern conflict is, and how quickly it can change as well. But I think there's almost no question that the government is going to adopt a very hawkish tone and just kind of remind us that this is not an easy decision that he'll be making.
Gary, before I let you go, I want to take a look at US earnings season kicking off officially. We know that the banks have reported. We know that some of them will continue to report. Some of the big guns like Alphabet will be reporting this week. Anything in particular you're looking forward to?
Yeah, I think both Alphabet and Intel are going to be big ones. So we know that a lot of this rally has been driven by, you know, the CapEx spending, you know, specifically in AI. And I mean, if we look at aggregate earnings growth for the year, we're looking at around a 20, at least for the quarter, we're looking at around a 26% increase, which is pretty spectacular. And as we've seen with the likes of, you know, Samsung reporting, you know, great results doesn't necessarily mean great responses from stock prices. So, yeah, I mean, if we take the banks as an example, I mean, they have absolutely shot the lights out. They've beaten on top and bottom lines. You know, they've benefited massively from market volatility. They've also benefited incredibly from AI structuring and financing arrangements. And Morgan Stanley is probably the standout performer there. But JP Morgan, also the highest quarterly profit ever achieved by a US bank. And that tells you something about the financial picture, specifically in the US. Now, I think it's going to come down to, you know, is the operational and the execution actually fulfilling? So when we look at Alphabet, we're going to definitely look at probably Google Cloud over advertising for a change. I mean, last quarter, saw cloud growing 63% back on the back of enterprise AI services. But our CapEx spending is going to be important. I mean, the Alphabet looking to spend 180 billion US dollars in 2026. So just understanding that CapEx spend and kind of what the forward guidance is going to be, I think is also very important for markets. Are they going to continue to spend? And also because Alphabet is kind of almost vertically integrated, I think investors are going to look at this business model specifically and see if the end user funding can justify the size of the build out. So I think Alphabet is really the one to watch this week. But Intel also, I think, very important, a very different story from Intel. I mean, obviously, we've seen a massive increase in the demand for CPUs working alongside AI systems. But I think what investors are looking for there is just manufacturing credibility and probably that they can convert this demand for CPUs into sustainable margins. It's going to be operational. It's going to be, you know, what does production capacity look like? What do foundry losses look like? Are they making progress in the manufacturing in the manufacturing processes? So a lot to watch this week as that earnings season rolling on. Expectations are high, and we're going to need some pretty serious beats to make stocks keep going up.
Markets have a lot to focus on this week, especially as we wrap up the month of July. We'll see how they contend with all of the data points that are set to come out. For now, we'll leave the conversation on that note. Director and Portfolio Manager at Rand Swiss, Gary Boyson, joining us to take a look at markets.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app, and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.